A community in southern France is reeling from a violent attack that's left three people dead and more than a dozen injured. The gunman hijacked a car, shot at a group of police officers, then entered a supermarket firing shots. The attacker, who claimed allegiance to the Islamic State group, held hostages in the supermarket for 3 hours until he was killed by police. Sarah Seji reports.
Christian Gebert was in the supermarket in the southern town of Trèbes when the gunman stormed in, killing two people.
We went in, started our shopping, and after some time we heard an explosion. Well, several explosions. So I went to see what it was about. I saw a man lying on the floor and another person, very agitated, with a handgun in one hand and a knife in the other, yelling Allahu Akbar. After that, I took my wife and my sister-in-law and some customers nearby, and we went to look for shelter.
Before reaching the supermarket, the attacker hijacked a car, killing a passenger and injuring the driver. On the way to the supermarket, he saw a group of police officers. He opened fire and injured one of them. He then travelled to the supermarket, where he shot and killed two people and took a hostage before he was killed by French security forces. French President Emmanuel Macron.
He was killed during the assault, and the investigation will have to answer some important questions. When and how was he radicalised, and how and when did he procure the weapon? The attack was claimed by the Islamic State group, and these claims are being analysed. We have for several years paid the price of blood to know the danger of the terrorist threat.
The gunman has now been identified as 26-year-old Redwan Lakhdim, known to police for petty crimes as well as drug dealing. But he was not known to authorities as someone who is radicalised. Witnesses in the supermarket say he claimed to be a soldier of the Islamic State, and authorities think he was acting alone. One of the men at the supermarket was a 45-year-old police officer, now fighting for his life. He voluntarily swapped places with a hostage taken by the gunman. French leaders, including President Macron, are commending his bravery, as well as the actions of the security forces who ended the siege.
I want to salute their engagement and their professionalism, but especially their courage. Especially the courage of a superior officer who volunteered to take the place of the hostage and who was severely wounded. He saved lives and honours his country. He is currently fighting for his life, and all our thoughts are with him and his family.
A terrorism investigation has now been opened. It's yet another violent attack in France, shaken from major recent incidents, including the 2015 attack in Paris when 130 people were killed, and the attack in Nice the following year that left 86 people dead. The incident comes several months after France declared an end to its state of emergency.
Sarah Seji with that report.